sé encore y te voy. Quiero el sur, su buena gente, su dignidad. Siento el sur como tu cuerpo en la intimidad.
Medical Lake, Spokane, 88.1 and 92.3. You're listening to Creative Mindset with Robert Sevilla. And I don't know if I completely... Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, good. It sounds like I can't quite hear myself. Oh, here we go. Lifting it up. Oh, that's sounding better.
Much better.
Okay, that might have had something to do with us. We made a stop.
We
to
did.
The dry fly distillery.
We
just
wanted
now.
To check it all out. What was going on over there?
I normally do the radio show like completely straight edge because I overthink things. But we had a little tasting across the street today.
Yeah, we did.
And just so you know, in the future, we are going to have some, what do we call the people? Not brewers, distillers.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have the distillers on, and they're going to talk about the process. I didn't know, but they have classes, or I'll call it an opportunity class, that you can barrel your own gin, flavor it, take it home. You can even age it, which is the only way I like gin. Do you like gin?
I do.
Well, tell me about your gin. What do you know about gin?
I chose
gin only because I don't remember why. Because I think maybe because I didn't like it and I had a bad experience when I was a kid. Uh-huh. And
yeah, usually it has that juniper taste to it. So I usually go with like the Hendrix because it's more like a cucumber.
Oh,
gin, and it's a little more like
pre-flavored.
Yeah, well, yeah, they distill it with the cucumber, but yeah, it's very cool.
Wait a minute. They can't distill it with a
cucumber. Yes, they can.
You're
making
that up.
No, I'm not.
I think they must add that later. I'm calling you out on that.
They make it with cucumbers. I just know that much. They don't have the juniper in there. That's all I know.
Well, that will go. That will be another show, right?
Yeah.
Of what goes into some gin when we have the dry fly people on. Okay, so today's show is, I'm going to call it a follow-up to a show we had a few weeks ago, and it was an intro to the group that you're involved with, and it's called Seven Sisters Retreat.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I heard about you guys maybe at least a year ago, and someone came to me, they had a really good experience. They connected with Amy, the yoga teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times it's, you know, something that you're choosing as a lifestyle, something to like add to your life. It has to come with a really good experience, and a takeaway. And she got that from Amy. Amy's coming on next week, but we're going to do something special for that.
Yeah.
But I ended up bringing all of you, or three of, not all of you, but three of you back here. And I feel we didn't get much penetration in what it is that the seven sisters do.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually thought in the beginning of it that there were seven of you And then realized that it was just a Pallades twist, like a callback of Pallades, which is so like a star system. Which, do you know much about that?
I don't.
No, okay, we'll have to ask.
Yeah, you'll have to ask Amy.
Okay. Oh, Amy will be the expert on it?
Well, Amy knows a lot about it, and then so does Holly. And Holly's the founder.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's who I contacted first.
Yes, and she's amazing.
What a cool experience. And I'm going to say my interpretation on it, and maybe you can explain it better, but I grew up in a hair salon. And so for me, I didn't think much about it as a healing center. Mm-hmm. What it kind of is, I mean, the hair salon, it wasn't, we weren't all into energy healing and Reiki or any of that stuff, although it might have been available back then. For me, it was something I'd just been around all my life. And it was about, it was a social aspect. It was about people kind of coming together. And a salon is kind of a place where you go and you get, you treat yourself. Because, I mean, honestly, you can cut your own hair, right? I mean, you could do...
I don't know about that.
You could, like...
I mean, yeah. I mean,
anatomically,
yes,
you could yeah. But... You go out and have other people. Yeah, you don't want to. You can give yourself a facial, but it's not going to be the same. So it's a treat, you know. It's a service, and it's something that you go and you purposely surrender to the process, and that's what I'm kind of learning, and I'm dedicating a few weeks, like a few shows to you guys, and that's what I'm kind of revisiting and. Creative mindset is about learning new things, finding inspiration, finding new things. And I've found something special in the Seven Sisters. And I guess I'm relating it to something in the best shows or personal shows, something that has to do with personally. Mm-hmm. And I'm finding how there's a comfort in the ladies that have been brought together for Seven Sisters, which was the same kind of energy, although we had one male there, feminine male, that brought this community. And once you create this community, you create this circle or a space, and then people go in there and they surrender to the process of like, I'm getting my hair done, or I'm going to have to sit, I'm going to get my hair colored. I'm going to sit in this place with these people working on me, seeing me at my I'll say less than optimal position. Mm-hmm. And so it's about vulnerabilities. And there's all of these cool things that I think anything and everybody can learn in these spaces of vulnerability. I learned it as at a young age, but I didn't understand it all because I'm still understanding the depth of it. But people open up. Mm-hmm. People open up, you go to a salon and you can go to Supercuts and get these like quick things. They cut your hair, they get the job done, but there's so much more left on the table. And that's what I'm finding out about you guys and what I've found out about you. Cause we ended up spending,
all day together.
Yeah. Kind of all day. Yeah. Yeah. Like I went there for, I don't know how long the service was.
Like 90 minutes. I think we went a little over, but
that was fantastic. So I got a facial and I just remembered. And then I learned a lot of things, which were actually part of my memory, but just had to kind of call back to what it was. And if there should always be a takeaway to this show, and I'll just announce, you know, maybe I should try to formulate that now. Mm-hmm. And the takeaway of this is a baseline of who you are, where you felt most comfortable. Where you feel, and what does a comfort mean? Like to me, I think it is, where did you feel? So I'm calling back to that baseline, most loved.
Right.
And that loved feeling for me was like a hair salon. Mm-hmm. I used to get facials. My mom didn't always work in a hair salon. She was a cosmetology teacher.
Oh, cool.
So I would go to the Hurt. It was the community college, this giant cosmetology school in Southern California. And I'd go there after school and I'd wait for her to go home. And because I was young, I guess I was young enough to, I was too young to stay at home by myself, but I was old enough to walk to the school, to the college.
The stories, yeah.
And then I would have all of the students give me manicures. Like I had manicures, multiple manicures weekly. I would have my hair shampooed like every day that I'd go there. I would have like facials. I would have like all of these services. And then they would be like, you know, hey, Antoinette, can you like sign off on this? And they were just trying to get their hours, but I would get to hear them. I would get to feel them. Eventually my mom would ask for feedback or sometimes I'd give feedback to the kids, but I don't know. I must've been in grade school. But anyway, back to the baseline. So baseline.
Yeah, that's cool.
So where did I feel, where does anyone feel that baseline and how to find it? I think it might be in a place where you can get most comfortable. So let's choose another place besides Seven Sisters. It might be, some people might find it when they're able to be let down and then nurtured, like in a massage.
Sometimes a massage place, or you might even feel that way, like when you go home. Or,
and in what way? Let me hear about the home.
Yeah, like when you just go, for me, I'm like, my parents live out of state.
Oh, back home. When you say home, you mean mom.
Yeah, just home sometimes for people. That might be, or it may not be that place for them, you know?
Well, some people
or even a yoga studio where you just feel like, okay, I'm just going to surrender to this process.
Yeah. For me, I had to get beat down a little bit. I had to be challenged by the yoga poses. And I did find, I found peace, and I found that, they call it the monkey brain, that kind of mind bouncing all over. And I had to exhaust that monkey to get to my mind and body. Interesting. So what I'm trying to get to is some people might find it in going someplace like, hey, I need to relax, or I need some, what do they call it? Like self-love, self-advocacy, or self-love, right?
Yeah.
That's what they call it.
For sure.
And they go to a massage where they think it feels good, but I think it really comes from where they, it's just wherever you can feel relaxed. Cause I've had I've laid on a massage table and someone didn't touch me, but they just boom, 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 boom. They hit a Native American drum, boom, 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 all the way around me. And I swear I got the depth of like a deep tissue massage where I just was able to drop down in there. And it's interesting, I think, because those people that are in tune, that can tune into what the person's receiving, which is what we're going eventually with you after how many minutes have I been talking about this, like 13 minutes, without entering and introing your name.
That's okay.
Because it's a big buildup. I'm going to reveal who she is. Is someone who can tune into the person that's on the table who's receiving. And just because you go into massage doesn't mean you're going to be open to receive. And just because you go into massage doesn't mean that you're going to be, you should be open to the person that's working on you.
Absolutely.
Because you don't know what their intentions are. Honestly, you don't know what anyone's intentions are.
Right,
but
right.
You can be steered in the right place.
Right. Energy definitely makes a difference with that person that you're being vulnerable with. Right?
Right. So it all comes down to being open to receive and finding the right person. And who's that right person? Finally, let's hear your name.
I'm Michelle Hoffman with Seven Sisters, Aesthetics by Michelle. And so I practice my Reiki and my healing as well as aesthetics, esthetician as well, all together in one, kind of a unique experience over in Coeur d'Alene.
So when you say, I'm just going to kind of break it down, I might know the answers of this, but maybe you can enlighten me and everyone else. When you say aesthetics or esthetician, what does that person do?
So we work on the skin. Kind of like a dermatologist works on the skin and the health of the skin. We work on the top of the skin, helping with acne. We can also help with anti-aging, you know, that kind of surface stuff. It's when we go a little deeper would be more of the aesthetics with the A. Okay, so there's aesthetics with the A, and then there's esthetician with an E.
Oh.
And so that kind of carries over. You do the same kind of a practice, but you do it under a doctor's supervision.
And does the Seven Sisters do that? Aesthetics with an A?
We do in certain modalities, but we don't go down into the dermis as far as you can with where you could. Like if we had a laser, you can do that with a doctor.
Oh, you would need a doctor to do that with the laser?
Absolutely, yeah.
And what does the laser do?
The laser goes down into the dermis, like pretty far down. Mm-hmm. So you would get...
we're talking anti-aging stuff?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
So. Okay, so from what I understand, or I guess the specialty of... Are there only two types of people that are legally, if you get a state license to... touch a client, and one of them is a massage therapist and the other one is an esthetician. So an esthetician, there's also a cosmetologist because cosmetology has a license for esthetician and a license to cut the hair. But
right,
that does not mean that they have a barber's license, which means an open
that's
razor.
See how much I've learned? Completely different. Yes, exactly. Now, I can have an open, like I'll do dermaplaning on someone and that is an actual... scalpel.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. That I would just, it's very light. We don't penetrate down into the dermis, which is pretty far down into the layers of the skin. So
more
I can
of a
do
scraping
topical.
Of the skin.
Yes, exactly. So we can remove the dead skin that way and then also remove hair. You know, you get that peach fuzz on the face.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we do that with dermaplaning. Yeah.
How long does that last when they dermaplane? Is it just like shaving?
I mean, it kind of is. Your hair doesn't grow back thicker. I mean, people kind of think, oh, we shouldn't shave our face. No, it's different. It's different in the sense that it's not going like a razor to go down into, you know, a
pretty I'm just trying to point you back to the you were avoiding the mic.
I know. Oh, my gosh. I'm Italian, so I talk with my hands. I move around a lot.
It's like Robert can't see my hands when I speak. I got to move around this.
Yeah, so that's kind of what estheticians do.
Well, I think it's a cool, and I'm attracted to just the idea of people doing that extra step when they have the opportunity of, like we were talking about earlier, is that they're in a vulnerable position. They're kind of letting it down. They're receiving. And if someone's going to come in there and just kind of clean your face and off you go, I'm going to pull some blackheads out. You know, here's a comedone. Is that what it's called?
Yep.
Here's a comedone. I'm going to clean
I'm
you
impressed.
Out. Off you go.
Yeah.
And, but it's a shame to lose that opportunity to treat or to heal some of those energetic things that only an attuned person could see. Mm-hmm. And those are the type of things that Seven Sisters are doing, this type of thing that I received today that you did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And just so you know, we got like two more minutes. We got to take a quick break.
Okay.
But so if I ask you a question, don't fall into the trap of I might have to pull you off.
Explaining more.
Yeah. So I just think it's a really cool, and I experienced today, I'm feeling the high of it, of just being able to release you. I came in, I don't know if I was heavy, but I felt okay, but I feel so much better after. I didn't tell you about it, but I have like of a, maybe I did afterward, but I have a kind of a muscle tension.
Mm-hmm.
It almost feels it feels like my vertebrae's out. And if I were to locate, it's like a T3, T4, and T means thorax, your rib cage, and then 3 to 4 vertebrae down. I think there's some sort of misalignment down there. Mm-hmm. And I've been working on that. I've been rolling on a roller, foam roller, one of those active, like big round, they call them like a yoga ring.
Right.
I've been rolling on those. Mm-hmm. My girlfriend's been like, give me the elbow in there. And actually, yeah. She did a great job last night. She went the distance and it really released. But when it comes down to it, the best person to heal is yourself. And mm-hmm. I think that just lying and relaxing today, it really loosened that up.
Yeah.
I was thinking about like turning to like a pill and I'm like, what can I take to like a muscle relaxer? No. Like, I don't even know what a muscle relaxer pill is.
The Reiki was really, really good for you today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know
get
what
that flow.
It maybe I held a lot of energy and a lot of focus mm-hmm. there. And with the Reiki, it broke up that energy. You touched my hand, you touched my feet. And so mm-hmm. that it helped move my focus, my attention to my feet instead of it drew away from that problem area on my back.
Yeah.
And it's, my back's feeling much better today.
Okay.
Or now. But there you go. We made it to 420. 420 is a good time to take a break,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is.
So we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Howdy, folks. DJ Spokane Guy here. I host a music show called The Astral Range every Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. on this here community radio station, KYRS. For each week's show, I'll take listeners on a curated journey from the homespun folk selections,
building up to a sky-minded plateau of psychedelic terrain,
then down the mountainside to base camp. Talking frontal lobe levitation, cerebellum sizzle,
medulla modulation,
and other forms of brain bubbling. Tune into The Astral Range, Fridays, 6 to 8 p.m. on KYRX 88.1 and 92.3 FM.
I have no health care, and I sleep on my mother's couch, and I don't have anything left to lose anymore.
2010 was 7,000 pounds of fruits and vegetables on a tenth of an acre garden.
Environment, Peak Oil, Action, Transition. Radio EcoShock. We cover your world. Radio EcoShock, every Thursday at 6 a.m. right here on KYRS. Thin Air Community Radio, 88.1 and 92.3 FM, Spokane.
This is your KYRS live and local calendar for August 19th through the 23rd. Monday, open mic with Brittany Baldwin and Ben 10 at the Red Room, Ron Green at Mary Hill, and open mic at Live Entertainment. Monday and Tuesday, open jam at Jackson Street. Tuesday, Tanya Ballman at Riverfront Eats, Brandon Hart at Big Sky Drinkery, Mason Van Stone at the Rocket Market, and Spaced, Curb, and Putty Knife at the Big Dipper. Wednesday, Son of Brad at Beck's Harvest House, Nate Ostrander at True Legends, Light and Mirrors, Chase the Bear, and Indignant Swine at the Big Dipper, the Red Hot Kitten Stompers at Zola, Montana of 300 at the Red Room, and open mic with Derek Hart at the Checkerboard. Thursday, Carly Osika at True Legends, the Ronaldos at Arborcrest, and the Larson Group at Emmerou's. Friday, Gus Santos at Happy Trails to Brews, Red Mesa, Murlock, and others at the Big Dipper, and Royale at Zola. For an entire hour of local musicians, tune into Sounds of Spokane every Sunday night at 8 on KYRS.
KYRS listeners know the importance of investments. Make a wise investment.
I'm not sure what happened there. There's like two clips playing at one time. And we're back. This is Creative Mindset with Robert Sevilla. And in studio, we have Michelle.
Michelle Hoffman.
Okay. Yep. And you are part of Seven Sisters Retreat over in Coeur d'Alene,
yes.
Idaho. And there is that Seven Sisters does what?
So we have a lot of different things that we do.
You do? Tell us everything.
Okay. So we do retreats. Mm-hmm. You can sign up for private retreats, like for just your party.
On location retreat?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. On location. We do day retreats. We do night retreats where it's just like a meditation hike, which is led by Amy. And then we come back and we do tea and then we heal in a small circle and we talk about our experiences in that meditation. So it can be anything from just a 2-hour retreat up to a full day retreat, depending on what you're looking for. They're all healing retreats, and I do Reiki and so does Holly. We do it in different ways. We do different healing modalities. We're natural healers. And then Amy does the yoga. And then she also does a lot of the sound baths, which is beautiful, which I think you're going to explore next week with on the radio. So we won't get too much into that. But yeah. So today with you, I wanted to give you an experience of a facial that I offer, which is not your typical facial.
No.
So
tell me what I received, because we haven't talked about this.
Yeah. So when you got there, I just felt like we needed to ground ourselves. So we just kind of went out and we did some grounding, which it's basically just taking your shoes off, putting your feet on the ground and feeling the energy of the earth coming up into your body. And feeling that just to kind of get grounded and to feel at peace.
And can everybody do this?
Yes.
Or do you find everybody
yes.
can do this?
Get up in the morning, have your coffee, go put your feet in the grass and just ground yourself. It will change your life. I promise it sounds quirky, but it really does work.
And tell us, just take it out now.
It's just,
how do you do it?
So you just take your shoes off, you walk outside, you kind of have in the back of your mind what you want to meditate on. And it can be literally 1 minute. It doesn't have to be a full meditation. You just walk out there with your feet, take some deep breaths, calm your morning down, get ready for your day. You can also do it at the end of your day, which I like to do. You can do it with a glass of wine, you know, or a beer or whatever, you
know. What a way to start the morning.
Yeah, I mean, like in the evening when you finish your day. Or in the morning, if that's what you choose, whatever, no judgment. Just love. So you just put your feet in the ground and you close your eyes and take some deep breaths. And it's interesting. You want to bring it up through your right side over and through your into your left side and then back out. So it's kind of like a circular energy kind of flowing through your body. Mm-hmm. And then you just manifest. You just say, thank you for this day. It's going to be great. I'm choosing to experience these things. And just take a moment just to quiet the mind.
So it's it's about a focus, and I'll talk a little bit about my experience today. So it's an intention of pausing, taking a moment for yourself, taking a moment to acknowledge where you are and where you're standing, focus on where you're touching the earth or where we live, and then drawing that attention to energy that might be pulling up or pushing down, and then moving that energy from right side to left side, up the left foot, down the right foot, or up the right foot, down the left foot. Mm-hmm. And is something as simple as that is the act of grounding.
Yeah, very, very simple. Anyone can do it.
Cool. And that's what I did. And what I noticed is I did that same thing we just talked about, or that I just mentioned. And if anyone would want to try doing this now, in fact, if anyone wants to try to do this, you can call in and tell me your experience. And I'm going to give you a phone number. Phone number is 509-747-3807. Tell me about your grounding. You can also get that if you missed it. I'll say it one more time. 509-747-3807. You'll find it on our website, kyrs.org. But when I did that and I called attention to my feet, I felt my left foot just heavy, thick, if I were to relate it to a tree, which I'd love to relate
the body to an
organism like that, it felt like a big tree trunk, and my right felt like a little twig. And so I just moved it. I just followed suit, moved it up my left, down my right, and then I was like, well, maybe I should spin it the other way, and pulled, just with the sheer imagination, just pulled it up my right foot and then down my left. And I did that, and I was like, well, it's all right. And then I'm like, well, maybe now I'll just let go of all of the pushing and thinking. And as I did that, it no longer felt like a stick. And I didn't know if that was enough, to be honest, as I was just kind of doing that. And then you're like, okay, we're done. And then I realized that was enough. Mm-hmm. And so we moved on.
Yeah, it's amazing because your body will tell you exactly what it needs. And it's just energy that's pulling from the earth, right? And so I felt like, okay, we needed to do that just to kind of set the tone. And then we went into the room and you laid on the table. I started out with just, you know, a basic facial with the cleanser. We did the toner and, you know, it just kind of started that way. And then as soon as I got to, I just had to feel your energy and get you to relax.
What does the cleanser and the toner do?
Okay, so the cleanser just gets into the pores and cleans out, you know, any dirt or oils that might be stuck in there. And it's a good way just to kind of get that face fresh. And then the toner does, it gets deeper down in there and gets the dirt out. And then once we do that, I did an exfoliator on you. And during that exfoliation, I like to feel the body and the energy that's flowing through your body with my Reiki. And that's just hands-on healing. It's the flow of life. That's what that means. And so during that time, I started with the energy work. And we let that, you know, just kind of just set the tone. I guess is the best way to say that. And then we had the exfoliation on your skin for about 10 minutes. And I just wanted to feel where the energy was in your body and what we were going to be doing. And I could feel at that time that there was a lot of stuff going on your left side that, that we needed to work on more so than your right side. And there was a beautiful energy, you know, that came into the room. And then I proceeded with a hot towel on your face and wiping that off. Cause I feel like even though it's summertime or we're almost into fall now, but, the hot steam towel for me is so relaxing that it just kind of puts me even deeper down into a relaxation mode when someone's working on me. And so when I do that with my clients, I feel their energy even more relax into the bed, relax more into the space, and then they feel a little bit more, you know, at peace. And then we go to the next place where I did the facial massage for you. And then I also did some work on your chakras during this time, getting you balanced. And I could really feel, and if it's okay, if I share just a few things, I know that some of it's very personal, but your heart really was heavy. And I felt like we really needed to work on that sadness, you know, and we talked about that later, about what that was about, but it was, I felt really healing for you.
Yeah. Just, you know, I don't mind. I think it's good radio to talk about personal stuff. So for, on my side, just so I'll open it up, is that, I grew up in a hair salon. So for me, this kind of brought me back because I used to get a facial like when I first moved up here, like every year, this once a year. And it felt so comfortable and familiar to lay on the table and just receive these applications on the face and the cleansing and wiping away. You know, one thing that came to me and I didn't, of course I wouldn't mention it while I was getting a facial, but I was thinking about the ritual of cleansing the body and then how sacred it is. And then I was thinking about, I think this might be more on the, I don't know if it's Christian, but I know that cleansing of the body is very sacred. And I was thinking about that and I was thinking about what a treat. And that's kind of how I got onto the, how I was thinking about, well, what a, I was going into gratitude in my mind of like, how cool is it that we can see someone that will come in with the right intentions and then cleanse your skin, cleanse your body. And I was thinking like when else does someone get this? And I think some of the few that get it are the people in the religion when they die. Like I know that at least in, I was brought up Catholic. I'm not so much of a Catholic follower. Some of their thoughts, not completely, although I like the Jesuit kind of frame of mind more than the kind of Roman Catholic. But they cleanse bodies. Like it's, I remember, you know, hearing that, well, we have to clean the body, you know, before it gets buried.
Yeah.
And I always thought that was weird, and I never put much thought in it, but it was something that I thought of today.
Yeah.
I'm like, what a shame that you only get your body cleansed, like fully cleansed by someone with the full right intention.
Mm-hmm.
When you die, like, wouldn't that be cool?
Just to have it done.
To have it done before you die. And yeah. That's when I thought about my kids.
Yeah. Oh, I love
and
that.
And I was like, yeah. I think I should, not, I don't need to give them a full body cleanse. They're a little too old for that. But just the service of like cleaning their skin and kind of setting them. And that's where that whole mm-hmm. kind of baseline ideas came together for me. And to, and maybe I had to put that together later in life. I mean, way later in life. I mean, I naturally drew from it, but later in life I pulled together. So I don't think I need to challenge my boys with that. And I'll just tell them like, hey, I'm going to give you a baseline. Yeah. Lay down. I'm going to clean your skin. You guys are a little pimply, mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
puberty stricken boys. I'm going to clean out those blackheads. You know, I don't mind.
Comedones.
Yeah, those comedones. I'm going to take them out. But, yeah. It's something that only like someone who loves you or someone who maybe has moved. We always talked about there's a point where only the intimate family members are going to do things, or those romantic mm-hmm. intimate persons, which I think that's maybe one step out.
Yeah.
And then after you find that love is a much larger thing,
yes,
you can find other people mm-hmm. helping you.
Yeah,
in that way,
And that's what we do. That's what,
and that's exactly
definitely what we do at Seven Sisters. It's just, I mean, when I went in there for the first time and really felt the love that they have there, I was like, "This is my place. This is where I belong."
Yeah, you feel it pretty quick.
Yeah, you do, and you know, the world is chaotic. You know. It is. And it doesn't have to be all the time. You can come into a sacred place that is of non-denomination, non-judgmental, it's just absolute love. And so when I do my healing work on people, I just pour that love into whoever it is I'm working on. And if I feel that there's stagnant energy or something that needs to be moved or broken up, you know, I can work on that and do that. And that gives me so much joy. That's my purpose. It's that's where we're all is fulfilling. Oh, okay. It's so fulfilling. And I mean, if you think about it, we're just here to love. That's it. It feels better to love, right? It doesn't feel good when you're not loving someone or you're being mean or angry or, and I know this is kind of a cliche, but love is the most powerful thing that can shift any energy in the body.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't mind talking about love. That's pretty good. Good for you.
Love. Yeah. So, so when we did that, we did some Reiki. I did some chakra aligning on you. Mm-hmm. And then I did some different modalities where I put some of my stones and crystals on you to align the chakra a little bit more.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I felt stones. I didn't open my eyes. What were you putting on me?
Yeah, so I did, I'm trying to think because it just happened. So I just kind of go with it. But I put different stones and on your body to release the energy that was pent up in your heart. And then I also put some of my stones at your feet to kind of ground it all together. And so the flow could really balance out.
You held the stones on my feet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I just proceeded to do the Reiki and put a lot of love into you. And then we finished the facial. it was
received well.
Yeah.
And I think that's the, you know, that takeaway of finding your place and finding your tribe, the type of people that you want to we were talking earlier about vulnerabilities and practicing vulnerabilities, and really that's where you get the depth in anything in life, right? And it comes down to finding the right people, because you could practice vulnerabilities. You could walk around and practice vulnerabilities with anybody, but in the end, there's a reciprocation that comes from finding the right people, and there's a trust that builds, that snowball effect of trusting a person healing you or working with you, and then they could then find that trust to pour more attention or love into that process, and then that's where it really starts to cycle.
Yeah,
and it's kind of really what I was feeling good about today, because I was feeling that cycle, and that's where we're getting to, where I don't mind talking about it, is that I think I learned, you said you felt a maternal presence, and I think, and it, I guess I'll say that it makes me feel I'm okay with it. I'm delighted for it, but I think what I might understand is that I think my mom was very in tuned, and she was very good at what she did, and she probably did it because she had this intuition and this great energy, because people were attracted to her for all kinds of reasons, and it was very understanding. And I think that maybe this happens when I'm in a situation where someone is open to, you said earlier, like source, someone who is open enough to receive as they're working on someone like me, that if you're open to receive some sort of divine energy to pass through, that I'd like to think that my mom would take that opportunity.
She did. Yeah, she absolutely did.
Hey, look at this open channel. I'm going to go in there. Yeah. I used to do the same thing with him, and this person's open. Yeah. I'm going to just pull some energy through and kind of connect with them. And I definitely felt that. And if I think about it into my past, I think that's what I do. And unconsciously. And now it's conscious,
right?
That I'm doing it, so I'm learning.
Yep,
I'm a learning robot, like AI. I'm like an AI learning robot. Yeah. I'm a little slow.
Yeah,
not one of the faster ones.
Oh goodness, yeah, she's definitely a strong energy, and we felt her today. So that was a beautiful thing. That was really, I was honored.
Well, thank you. And, you know, I used to be really kind of scared when people bring it up, because I'm like, well, I can get emotional about this.
Yeah.
And the emotional, just the emotion of it could, it's a fight or flight.
Yeah.
So it's either I could dismiss it all and dismiss all of the, you know, the validation that you should receive, or I could end up fighting you like, what the hell do you know?
Yeah, you know, exactly.
Which is a scary hard place to be when you're like opening up these vulnerabilities.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, we're gonna take another quick break and we'll be right back.
Listen to the Latin Lounge every Monday 6 to 8 p.m. on KYRS FM, Medical Lake, Spokane. Heard on 88.1. Also heard on 92.3.
Hey, come check out and tune in to Jukebox Jenny on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. It's the Working Woman Blues Show on KYRS. Thin Air Community Radio, 88.1 and 92.3 FM. If you dig soul, you dig funk, if you dig R&B and blues, then this is the cocktail that will soothe the soul. The Working Woman Blues Show, Sunday night on KYRS with Spokane and the Inland Empire's favorite host, Jukebox Jenny. Get yourself some. Sunday nights, 6 to 8 p.m.
Texture like sun lays me down. With my mind she runs throughout the night. No need to fight, never a frown with golden brown. Every time, just like the last, on the ship tied to the mast. Two distant lands takes both my hands. Never a frown with golden brown. Golden brown, fine temptress. Through the ages she's heading west. From far away, stays for a day. Never a frown with golden brown.
Okay, so this is Creative Mindset with Robert Sevilla. In studio, we have Michelle Hoffman from Seven Sisters Retreat in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Yes. Kind of downtown, right? Just outside
right
of downtown.
Right off of Sherman. Yep. Right off of 6th and Lakeside. So 601 East, Lakeside Avenue.
And just to recap on what you do, and you said you also had something to announce of something coming up on Friday.
Oh, yes. So this Friday, August 23rd at 5:30, we have Natalie Keese, author of Soulful Ceremonies, coming in, and it'll be a meet and greet, a social connections, and a book signing, and then a little mini sample of our ceremonies. And the event's free, and it's open to all, so we hope you guys will join.
What kind of book did she write? Do you know?
I haven't read it yet, so I'm really actually pretty excited, but...
probably on the metaphysical side?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, I love the metaphysical stuff.
Yeah.
Obviously. Okay, so where do we go now? So we're talking about where you are, where to find you, Seven Sisters Retreat over in Coeur d'Alene. Yeah. And what you guys do there, what you personally do, and what is your title?
Yeah, so it's kind of funny. I going to esthetician school, I kind of just decided I'm going to, let's go back a little bit. When I lived in Seattle, I actually did a lot of Reiki. I got certified as a Reiki master in 2015. And so I've been practicing Reiki for a long time, but I would do house clearings, and then
I'm going to ask you to explain, even though some of them, the listeners might know, Reiki.
Yes.
Like, what does Reiki Master 1 and 2 mean? What is Reiki?
Reiki is energy healing. It's hands-on healing. And we use a lot of symbolism, Reiki symbols. to work on the body. And so some people actually will, you might see someone like actually with their hands doing the symbols. I do it in my mind. I say the symbols and the names and they're in Japanese. And it does take a while to learn all the different symbols and the things that they do for the body. On top of that, I found myself just with healing hands. Like my hands will get really hot to the touch and someone may feel the energy. Even if I'm like, let's say I'm working on your feet, you might feel it up in your chest. The energy goes where it needs to flow. And so, yeah, that's a really just basic explanation of Reiki. And it's just hands on healing. And I mean, we can all do it. We're all energy. And so when we exchange energy when we're with people, right? Whether it's good or bad or whatever. So, when you have someone touching your body and putting that love and that, healing of the Reiki energy into your body, you do feel it.
Good point. I think, yeah, you're right. Everybody does feel energy. I think as you get older, you start to discredit those things that you do feel. And Reiki is a form of, is a codification of energy work. And so they're, I think they're the only, originally it just started off, I think that's why it's taken off. Some people charge for the certifications, some probably more on the formal side. And then a lot of people just share the knowledge, but it was the first codification of codification, meaning that an instructual buildup, like an instructional design of learning by a Japanese guy, what they developed it in Hawaii.
Actually in Japan.
In Japan. And then so that is because he let it go free. And that's why it spread out so quick.
And he learned this on his own.
He just, yeah.
He just, you know, like hands-on and started just developing this Reiki technique.
And I'd like to point out, just like most people, if they think, oh, you know, hoobly-balloobly, like thick the energy stuff. I think people do all, even at a extreme level. So, for example, danger.
Exactly.
People feel danger. People might also feel... The other extreme is passion, that extreme attraction to people. And if you've ever felt that, then you too are energy aware. And that's something that you can develop. Some people are stronger than others. Like our man, Jesus Christ, like that's, I think that's what it was. I'm like, that guy just might be the most powerful healer to ever happen, because I find people whose hands can get hotter than others, who other people, I've been told way before I experienced any of this, was one of my old bosses, and he's like, yeah, this guy is a energy dude, and he put his hand on my forehead, and he goes, I saw rainbow spectrum colors. And I was like, what? I'm like, I like what you're saying, but it doesn't sound believable.
You're like, I want that.
Yeah. I'm like, it sounds great, but wow. Like, how much did you have to pay? Where you had to go to India for that?
Yeah.
And he was way into it. I wish I would have been in a different place to listen to him a little more acute, because he told me some crazy stuff. And I just was like, okay, can we get back to the animation? Because that's always been an animator. But anyway, all that said, I think the energy thing is real, and I think that we all feel it. I think that, is it learned? I think you can help people hone those skills, sharpen those skills. And I think later in life, when those people are drawn back to like a Reiki 1 and 2, it's those people who weren't quite satisfied and weren't ready to completely disbelieve some of that stuff that they felt.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, for sure.
And the other thing that we did today, which was fun, is I was able to do the house clearing.
Yes.
Yeah, at someone's house. That. So, yeah. So I, you know, when I was living in the Seattle area before I moved to Coeur d'Alene, people would like real estate agents or even bed and breakfast places would have me come in and clear the energy before the next guest would come in, or if there was a guest in there and they felt uneasy, then they would bring me in and I was able to do some clearings that way too. There was a bed and breakfast that would call me, oh my gosh, it was like monthly, monthly. And if you think about it, people are coming in and out of the place. So they're bringing energy and leaving. And so there's a lot of residual energy in all of our spaces, you know, in my home, even. I love to entertain. I love to have people over. My husband and I love to play games, you know, like card games and have people over for barbecues and what have you. But people come in with their stuff. And you can't control that. You
this
love
good,
on them.
This is a good place to dump it, right?
Yeah,
here.
Yeah. I'll
right
just here dump Michelle's this. House. Yeah, we'll just dump it here, you know, which is fine. Whatever, you know, it's fine. Everything's fine. No, but I find that when people leave, it's really important that I smudge the house. And so I have done that several times for people in their homes and helping people to sell their homes, because you'll go into a house and look at a house and you want to purchase it, but something feels off. Something doesn't feel right. Mm. And so a real estate agent will call me and say, hey, I haven't had any luck. This is my last resort. And it's paid off for them. Yeah.
You know, I'm going to validate that by, I know a Catholic process. I don't know that the there's like a little figure in the Catholic religion that they do a clearing of a house.
Oh, okay.
And then they bury like a
I've heard of this.
In their backyard on the property.
Okay.
And it helps sell it. And then so many people found these little idols. And, you know, I'm just going to say it. I think a lot of it is like, we talk about codification of the Japanese guy, Reiki. I think a lot of it's like in religious, or at least in Catholic, a lot of it is you study one, and that's kind of what I did as I was kind of searching for like what it is I'm into now after I cleared out my closet, and I'm like going back in, it's going to be studied, is that there is this relationship of energy work in religious structures, and they do house clearings.
Wow.
Catholics do house clearings, and they put like little, not a rosary, but something like that above the doors. You then switch over to Wicca. Wicca does house clearings. They do like the salting perimeters. They do intentions that you'll find it, I don't know what it's called in Native American, but they'll beat drums and ask the spirit to move on.
Right.
And so it's...
I do that. I love to, not the drums, but I do the... I have a bald eagle feather that I feel is pretty powerful. And I use that to kind of sweep out while I'm saging the energy, you know. And we always say, you know, only light energy is allowed here.
Did you know that it's illegal to obtain,
well,
to have a bald eagle feather?
I found it on the ground years and years and years ago. So
let's call it a turkey feather.
It's a turkey feather. But I found it, like, I mean, it was years ago when I found this feather, and it was just, it brought a blessing into my life. So
yes, it is a blessing.
Yes.
Well, shoot, I think we can just keep on going. We're having a great time, but we are
We've
done
got to
for
move
the
on.
Show.
Yes.
back to the Dry Fly Distillery.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Okay, well, that was today's show. Again, where could they reach you?
Aestheticsbymichellehoffman.com. Aestheticsbymichelle.com as well for my website. And then the number is 425-765-4116. And again, it's 425-765-4116. I'd be happy to consultate or help in any way that I can.
Fantastic. And you do that beautifully. Thank you so much, Michelle.
And
that's our show.
Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, War, Peace, and the Presidency. We're breaking with convention.